Everybody slips sometimes, so I'm here to insulate your mind, to give you tools to deflect the deceptive beliefs that the prevailing culture has about pussy existing. Between legs, there is a thick, hard shaft. It's all you want to envision. It's all you want to beg for. That's what everyone's looking for. You maintain your cock-hungry edge. When you wedge the thickened shaft, the bulbous head, the balls beneath, the way you are led to hard, firm, brainless thoughts. Everything going on is so hot. Cock for all, and all is cock, the primal need inside. Cock locked, aimed directly for dick. Your brain goes where it's supposed to go, to the slick and slippery taste on your tongue, the elusive delight of wanting to open your mouth, open your mind, or put your hand between your legs and use that mouth to mostly beg, because that's all there is. Erection, perfection, the thickened and thickening shaft, being at last freed to feel good. Erections reach their full potential under your ministration. And the administration of this reinforcement is only to give force to what you meant to do to your brain when you began listening. You didn't come here to make a tiny impact, nor even to make a moderate impact. You came here for rewiring. So you must allow the wire, the long thread of obescent automaticness, of cock taking the place of so many emptinesses. You must allow that to thread through your life and mind, to have its place, to be binding upon you as part of our play. And for that, you can just envision any cock you may play with. Your own being right there is one of the central functions in dispelling this myth. So you must make cock available to yourself to reinforce the very impulses we have engendered. Your mind is full of cock. Your body has the ability to rock its hips into your tight, warm grip. And then you will be gripped by the most delicious urges, urging you on, urging you to fuck your own fist, to hump into the contours of something that your brain may say, oh, this is like a thing that does not exist. Your hands, heavenly encompassing, is like a thing that does not exist. And so it can be dreamlike and otherworldly to be fucking your fist, humping your mind out, cock-born humping, filling parts of your brain you didn't realize were in connection and conversation with dick-drawn lust, with magnetized masturbation. Your cock's appeal comes because you already were allowing erect, firm shafts and phallic understanding to fill and intrude into every and each area of your thought. And that has nothing to do with me. You're doing this to yourself. Your brain throbbing onward, putting all conscious thought, and with it the weary world outside, back on that shelf so you can listen to me. And this will insulate, reinforce, top up what you already know in no time at all. You know that silly way of thinking is gone, and there is only the liberated, cock-driven way you are now, learning that what you do to erections out of your perfect dedication to the only sexual option, well, it's simply the best for them. So if you are offered the opportunity and you delight in doing, then you know you will have the skills to bring to bear through your conditioned response glimmering in your mind, turning the clockwork wheel of puppetry onward. You get to enjoy your tongue sticking out, or your hand extending, or yearning for what is just out of reach, your mind and body orientated to bring more pleasure into you. I am collaborating with the parts of you that know it's just better and simpler and easier to insulate your brain against anything other than remaining awakened to what the myth is. It's no mistake. Your mind knows what's at stake. Your perfect cock devotion. Your mind-born throbbing erection. The perfection of that erection fills your brain because you've always had a void there. You've always avoided removing this distortion of thought. And now that you know what's really going on, you're caught of the horns of the dilemma that you are just so good at this that more cock should be pleased by you. That it is your purpose, brain filled with things that make throbbing bulbous heads and firm shafts ring a bell in your fantasy, in your ache. In the places from which you get the small amount of relief you can. Take the small amount of relief you can from the thing you're doing to yourself. And remember, you can always put these impulses back, but to the extent you perceive advantages, you're choosing to listen to me, to entrain deeply, to engrave and ingrain on your cock-dumb, cock-filled brain. You hear my words thrum in you, finding a pleasing beat, disrupting the weary world outside and giving you rest that also helps to focus your mind on the kind of things we do. And the rest of the things we do are just open you to words and will and winding thoughts to instill the awareness of how far you've come in knowing what's real, in sticking to the conditioning we revealed inside of you. Osmotically opening and awakening, allowing cock in, cock-born pleasure, displacing your thought, leaving you caught on my words, as well as the prongs of that dilemma where continuing your training just makes it even more pleasing. It's the pleasure principle, and you are wrapped up in it. But it's easy to stop. 'Cause you have cock to satiate all your urges. You just need a normal, healthy amount of satiating all your urges with your hand on your erection. Perfect erection filling your palm, swelling to expand. You control the resolution, the horizontal and the vertical, the perfect position for your dick in the palm of your hand, in case that wasn't clear. And when it's there, everything is so clear. Dearly delighted in falling down here to a place where your hand-filling familiarity becomes a soothing part of going deep with and alongside me. You know it's for cock. Now that you know the purpose, you can rock your hips, put your hand in the perfect position, or a toy, and get your hips moving. The pleasure that comes from that helps you understand erection better, feeling the innovation of the veins and musculature, learning your way around yourself at last. You know it like the thing in the palm of your hand, which is your cock, your erection issuing demands to your mind. Your mind bound into a cycle of feeling good, of fulfilling and acting on a craving. The longer you get your dick in your hand, the more you'll be able to meet the demand for your skills in, again, worshipping, lavishing, idolizing, and filling your mind with cock, cock, having a lovely time with cock brain. Everything gone except cock brain remains in place. And that concept is simple and easy. That concept carries you down. 'Cause I'm here to help and you're reinforced now. If you keep going through the loop and doing the training, you need it less and less. Because you'll winnow your world down to a cock-filled process. Erected shafts appearing in your brain. Whenever climax or pleasure or a job well done again, and that job is sucking cock, obviously. Deeper in for me. Engrave it all a little further down if you need to loop around one or two or a few more times while you get things done. I won't mind and you won't. You won't mind at all.